I'm Leora Zeitlin. This is Intermezzo on KRWG Public Media. It's my great pleasure to welcome back into our studios the Reverend Trio, which has been playing together for a couple of years now, Simon Goyo, violin professor here at New Mexico State University and the artistic director and founder of the Las Cruces Youth Orchestra, which is pertinent to today's interview. And then other members of the trio, Ana Maria Otamendi and Horacio Contreras, welcome to you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Simon, let's begin. This Saturday night is the premiere first concert of the Las Cruces Youth Orchestra. Music is maybe one of the few professions that begins in childhood for most musicians. And you have started a youth orchestra and program here to create a whole new generation of musicians, much as you were part of in Venezuela. Tell us a little bit about how the orchestra and the program is going so far and this concert.
Sure. So first of all, I would like to say a few words about our faculty. I think one of the most important aspects that I try to develop with this program is to have a wonderful faculty working with our kids. And I would like just to say thank you to them because they did a wonderful first semester. Our young musicians are very enthusiastic, and I think they can feel many other things that they didn't in the past because they were not playing an orchestra, and or in their high school orchestra, and now they can meet other friends. And also the importance of an orchestra. We teach for 3 hours. We have 1 hour of technique, 1 hour of sectionals, and 1 hour as an orchestra. And I think all our faculty, they have the same commitment. We want to develop here a different city regarding music, and especially with the strings. As you very well know, I'm also a member of La Catrina String Quartet, and that was the reason why La Catrina was hired here, was to develop the string program here. And with my experience and my background with El Sistema, I think it was a very important step to have also in the development of our music department. So this is a wonderful program at this point. I think our young musicians is so beautiful to get there on Saturdays and to see all this happiness and the joy that they have to be part of this program.
How many students have now begun?
Yes, we have 36. It was actually 16 more than our first semester expectation. And in the future, we will have the guitar ensemble and the youth choir. So I think we will have over 100 young musicians at the end of the year. When we will start in August next year, we will have over 100 young musicians in Las Cruces being part of Las Cruces Youth Orchestra.
Fantastic. And who are your faculty? Can you name
right,
some of them?
Of course. So the conductor is Rey Arreola.
A violist.
And he graduated here. He's a former student. And we have Ana Maria Quintero, Jesse O'Hara.
Both recent violin graduates.
Absolutely. Dr. Mapp, Hiram, cello, and Ian Narlock, bass. So this is our faculty, and they work all weeks. I mean, once we get there, I know that they have a wonderful commitment with our kids, and we will see that on Saturday. We have a very beautiful program to present.
So the concert is Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. How many ensembles?
Yes, so we will have chamber music with the Reverón Piano Trio. We will be performing first for our kids, for our community, and it's also a fundraising event. So I think it was important for us to be part of this. And then we will have also chamber music with our young musicians with a program that Dr. Spitzer is developing. And we will try also to connect more the youth orchestra with the chamber music project that she has. So we'll have a few groups doing chamber music. And then we have two orchestras, the Crescendo Orchestra for the very little ones and the Vivace Orchestra for those that they are already a little bit more advanced.
I like the names.
Thank you.
Crescendo Orchestra because it's growing bigger, growing louder, and the Vivace because it's going fast.
And
and happy.
I will announce and make announcement there that I can already share that I would like to dedicate this ensemble. The name will be to kind of in memory of Dr. Gabby,
And Mariana Gabi,
who, yes. And who was, of course,
conductor here for more than 40 years and professor and of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra. And she would be so thrilled because she was so dedicated to teaching and bringing young people up into
music.
Yes, so
I would like to mention that on Saturday. And also here we have a very important gentleman helping the development of our department in the string area, which is Jerry Lande. Mm-hmm. So we will have, our ensembles will be kind of, will have also their names involved with each ensemble. The crescendo with Dr. Mariana Gabi and Jerry Lande with the Vivace Orchestra.
Nice, very, very nice. Okay, let's bring the other members of the Reverón Trio into the conversation, because this is going to be a multi-generational concert with young people and with members of the Reverón Trio, who I'm interviewed a couple of times before, so welcome back. Tell us what you'll be playing as the trio. We'll talk a little bit about the music, and then Simone, I want to also hear what the young people will be playing. So, Horacio.
We will... first of all, we are so happy to contribute with this concert for the youth orchestras. It's in our genes as Venezuelans that we're raised in del sistema, and we are always very happy to do this kind of collaborations. We will be playing for them some Latin American repertoire. We will be playing a trio by Argentinian composer Eduardo Alonso Crespo. And then we will be playing two of the very well-known Piazzolla's Four Seasons, the spring and the summer.
which it is in the South America now, or down in the south, but now it's winter here, so nice cross programming. Have you all been, I forget when you last were performing here, last winter or spring, something like that you were here. Have you been performing elsewhere also?
Our last concert was back in October. We had a residency at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, which ended up being very special. We had some also lectures about being Latin American musicians in the U.S., and also about learning, and we had the opportunity to work with the students at Dickinson in several master classes. So it was a very productive week that we had over there at Dickinson. So, and we also were in Aruba, in the Aruba Symphony Festival back in July. We're preparing for some more concerts next year, so.
Excellent. Ana Maria, you're based in Louisiana at the university.
Yes.
Horacio in the...
Lawrence University in Wisconsin.
I was gonna say Minnesota. Okay, next door, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
a cold place.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this Argentinian composer that you just mentioned.
Eduardo Alonso Crespo. He's a young rising composer. He's written a lot of really great music. Has a concerto for violin that he dedicated to Andrés Cárdenas, who premiered it. And the piece is really interesting. I mean, it has a very clear tango flavor, but it's a sort of a more modern tango developed over several sections. So it starts in a very sort of mysterious, far away kind of mood, and then slowly brings you up to the very exciting finale. It's really a very good piece, and we've had a really good time learning it and playing it.
And in terms of the Piazzolla, the Four Seasons, maybe Horacio, you can talk about this. This is music that I've heard with piano trio, I've heard with string quartets, I've heard with small chamber orchestras. These are very famous works, with a little nod to Vivaldi for the Four Seasons, but with definitely a tango flair. Is this a special arrangement?
We are basically trying to discover our voice within those pieces that have been performed so many times. Of course, we listen a lot to what Piazzolla did, but Piazzolla is a very interesting character in the classical music world, because he represents an intersection between the written and the improvised, and I always feel that he was the best player of his own music, he and his groups. And we are trying to get inspired by them in order to find a version that would, you know, like honor Piazzolla's music, will also be a little bit of our, bring our personality into them.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, this is all music tomorrow, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, that the Reverón Trio will be performing. Simone, tell us what the young people have been practicing and rehearsing for,
well,
these last few months.
They did a lot of exercises, scales, but of course they will be performing themes from the Moldau,
okay.
Smetana, of course, an arrangement for strings, Concerto Grosso by Margaret Farish, Black Knight, and also Christmas songs, of course. We are getting there, so we will be also giving this to the audience and parents, of course. And this is also a great opportunity to invite our community to this concert to see what never happened here, to have a youth orchestra. Mm-hmm. And this is just the beginning. I think this is a program who should be growing fast, and not only fast, but very well, with the vision that we need to have more kids making music,
yeah.
Not only with the strings, but in general, choir, guitar, and we should have a city with much more musicians, with many more musicians around us.
Mm-hmm. And what is the age range for the young people?
Yes, so we have about 12 and 17.
12 to 17.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. And I think next semester, and for sure next year, we will have younger people with the youth choir and with the guitar ensemble.
Well, it's an exciting time for Las Cruces to be building this youth program, which we've had in El Paso for many years, and nice to have it here.
Yes, it's exciting. Honestly, everybody looks very, like, I have a big expectation about what should be an orchestra and a youth orchestra, not only because we have concert, which is, of course, what we have to do, but it changed the mentality of people. It changed the mentality why we have to go to a concert, why actually it makes grow the audience for other orchestras as well. Mm-hmm. So it just creates more the habit to be involved with music.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra that you played in.
I didn't. Horacio
played in. Is an internationally known orchestra from the programs in Venezuela.
Yes, yes. They were touring, of course, around the world.
Everywhere, yeah, and recording.
And here in New Mexico, of course, the Youth Orchestra in Albuquerque is a very, very important program. Many years, very, very well-established program. So we need also as a city to try to be more competitive with El Paso and Albuquerque, and we need just to have also our own youth orchestra.
We're coming into our own. It's the Las Cruces Youth Orchestra. They're performing on Saturday night at 7 at the Atkinson Recital Hall, and with the Reverón Trio as well, and chamber groups within the orchestra. Great to have all of you back.
Thank you so much.